This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He writes for The Ringer. He knows everything you need to know about the National Football League, what's going on, who's doing what. He's Ben Solak. Ben, good to have you with us.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, fellas. How y'all been?
Hanging in.
Fine. Thanks for being with us again. We had the incredibly sincere reading of a statement by Ben Roethlisberger just moments ago. Good for Ben. He's retiring. We knew that. Let's turn the page. If you're the Steelers, before we get to our Browns, if you're the Steelers, what do you want to see at quarterback, and what do you think they're going to do?
If you're the Steelers, I think you're hoping that one of the B-tier quarterbacks becomes available in trade, in free agency. I don't think you want to take the big swing on Rodgers. I don't think you want to take the big swing on Russ. You can. I'm just not sure that that's how much draft capital you want to be spending. It's kind of a big push all in when you don't really know who your general manager is right now. Your defensive coordinator just hired. It's kind of at this point of transition. So I'm not sure the big push for a quarterback is good. But, like, Derek Carr has got 1 year left on his deal. There were rumors out of Las Vegas. They were thinking about trading him this year. If you can get him, you can get Kirk Cousins the last year of his deal. Like, you don't love having those quarterbacks in the building, but they're nice bridges. They're nice tie-overs. Keep you competitive while you hopefully draft a young guy, get some other young dudes in the building, and then develop those guys for the years upcoming. So I wouldn't want to enter April in the draft with just the quarterback room I have now. I'd love to get one of the B-tier guys, or if not one of them, then, like, a Jameis Winston, a Marcus Mariota, somebody I can legitimately use as a bridge for at least 1 year while I plan to develop the young guy.
Last thought on Pittsburgh. Mason Rudolph is there. He doesn't seem to be the answer, I wouldn't think. Dwayne Haskins is there. Is there a possibility that he's a long-term answer there? Former first-round pick and was phenomenal in his year at Ohio State playing a lot.
I mean, I would rather look at him than Rudolph, for sure. With that said, it is tough right now to see the pathway for Haskins. We like in the modern NFL, in the 2021-2022 NFL, we like quarterbacks who can move, who can create on the run. That just isn't Haskins. He's a pocket passer. If you're a pocket passer, you better be real sharp in terms of accuracy, real sharp in terms of decision-making, strong enough arm to get the ball into all these tight windows. NFL defense getting so good at matching routes and closing windows. And Haskins just doesn't really have that level of physical attribute to him. He doesn't have that degree of physical skill, and he hasn't shown that speed as a processor at the NFL level. So if I'm giving a guy a run in the room right now, I'd rather give it to Haskins than Rudolph. There's a lot more about Haskins I don't know and I haven't seen than I have with Rudolph. But either way, I don't want to hitch my wagon out of one of those horses.
All right, can we play today's fun storyline? Broncos, you know, finalizing that deal with Nathaniel Hackett to leave the Packers to go over to Denver. Obviously, the next part of that equation is Aaron Rodgers and maybe Davante Adams end up in Denver. What are your thoughts on that?
I'll say I don't particularly love the team building plan being, well, let's just make this place as attractive to Aaron Rodgers and hope. I understand why Denver, of all teams, is kind of pushing their chips in on that bet. They were the team that was able to bring in Peyton Manning, and they obviously reaped the benefits of his late career team change and won Super Bowls as a result. Now you're looking at a guy in Rodgers who is much better than Peyton was when he came over, and you can get Devontae too. Like, obviously that feels incredible. But firstly, I'm not sure I'm relying on Aaron Rodgers to be a predictable person in free agency. Aaron has kind of shown that he makes decisions and he makes statements in the media, and you know, he addresses team building and NFL strategy in a way that a lot of players don't. So I'm not sure, A, how confident I am that I can build this the way he wants it to be. I'm not sure I can predict him that easily. Secondly, if it misses, if he stays in Green Bay, which, you know, the recent reports that he's having a better time in Green Bay than he was, he's on better terms with Brian Gutekunst than he was. If he's better in Green Bay and he wants to stay there, the backup plan is really tough to figure out. I don't love Nate Hackett as a coach. I think that his strongest appeal he is a connection to Rodgers. So I'm not sure what that's going to be for you offensively. And you're going to start running the clock on changing the defensive coordinator as well. Because if Andrew's out of the building, you're the kind of guy to get in and fix that, because all of a sudden your defense has become really important. If you ain't playing 12 a quarterback, you got to be able to win with defense as well. So it's a high risk, high reward. If it works for them, congrats. But it is a lot of eggs in one basket. It was a scary way to go about it.
Ben Solak joining us from The Ringer. You can follow him on Twitter at Benjamin Solak, S-O-L-A-K. Before we get to the playoffs, if you're the Browns, your biggest concern in the offseason, is it your quarterback play? Is it your need of playmakers at wide receiver? What are you thinking it is, Ben?
Whenever your quarterback play can be the answer, it has to be the answer, right? That's the unfortunate reality of the NFL right now. If you either have the quarterback, you don't. And the conversation starts after that question. Certainly, the Browns do need to figure out wide receiver a little bit. The Browns probably need to, you know, get some reinforcements on the defensive line as well. But in general, you're looking at Baker, and you're trying to figure out the degree to which injury and the subsequent mental obstacles that come from injury led to what we saw in the 2021 season. Because if that's who Baker is, which is, it's the worst we've seen Baker play in a while, but if that's who he is, this is not a guy who's even remotely tenable on a fifth-year option, remotely tenable on a second contract. You have to make a quarterback change. You cannot win with the way that player was playing. I think Baker's better than that. The question is, to what degree? How much, right? If we're in a position where he's better, but it still has to be an offense full of RPOs and screens and all these ideas to kind of hold his hand and help him get to a point where he's productive in the passing game, well, then, sure, like, maybe you can give him a second contract, but do you want to? Is that how you want to build a team where the entire goal of the offense is to help the quarterback and to assist him? You don't want a guy who's a bit better of a creator. The Browns are between a rock and a hard place. It's always tough to be with that rookie quarterback at the end of his rookie contract, trying to figure out just how good he is and what sort of second contract you might want to give him. But the nice news is that offensive line is really quite good when people are healthy, right? They have some real bad luck at right tackle this year. When people are healthy, that line's quite good. You do have to fix wide receiver, but on the defense, three levels, young, exciting talent you can really build around. So you can make this thing nice for whatever quarterback eventually steps in for Baker if you make that change. So quarterback's the biggest question. But don't miss the, you know, Andrew Berry's doing a nice job building this team out that when they get quarterback right, I think they can explode.
What do you like this weekend? I mean, I don't know how this weekend, the AFC Championship game and the NFC Championship game, can live up to what we saw last week. Four games decided on the last play, one game, 25 points in the last. I don't know how they can duplicate or even come close to duplicating what we saw last weekend. How do you see this weekend shaping up?
Yeah, I certainly don't see them duplicating it. If they do, my blood pressure is going to go through the roof. Two weekends in a row. I think the Chiefs have the ability to run the Bengals out of the building a little bit. Obviously, we saw in that first game the Chiefs looked like they were positioned to kind of just outscore, right? And just blood in the Bengals over 4 quarters. And the Bengals fought their way back into the game. And it's always been impressive with Cincinnati this year. It's a young team, young coach, young quarterback, young receivers. And get that first punch in the nose and fall, which is impressive. The young teams don't usually do that. So we'll see now. It's your second crack at the Chiefs. We'll see if they can do that again, if they can withstand the onslaught and keep this thing closed. I'd be impressed to see it. With that said, I think the Chiefs are a better team. The Chiefs have the better stars, right? Both defenses aren't that great. We trust Mahomes in these playoff situations. So I could see that one becoming a little bit of a runaway. Maybe not, you know, end of game, one possession, whatever. Rams-Niners is going to be sick. This is a really, really exciting game. It may not be game-winning field goal. It might look a little bit too much like, Niners-Packers did in terms of ugly play and low scoring. So if you like points, it might not be a fun one for you. But the narrative's coming in, right? The third game that they're going to play this season. McVay is 0-6 against Shanahan over the last 3 years, hasn't beaten him since 2018. With Matt Stafford being the trade that McVay made to make the Super Bowl, with Jimmy Garoppolo fending off Trey Lance and still holding on to this job. I mean, it's really, there's so much packed into this for two coaches who have been very closely linked for their entire careers. I'm thrilled for that game. I think the Niners win it, but man, there's a lot going into it, and I'm just positive it's going to be a fun one.
Niners dealt with some stuff, you know, all year long, and they looked like they were just shuffling pieces in and out sometimes on the offense. I think it's maybe even more stunning that they're in this position right now than the Bengals being in this position right now. And credit to Kyle Shanahan for pulling it all together when it mattered most.
Yeah, I will say, I think I agree that it's more stunning than Niners against the Bengals, but it really is stunning from both, man. I mean, I know it was a crazy season, a lot of parity, a lot of weird games, a lot of weird results. For Cincinnati, who just everybody has looked at that team since week one and said, you can't do anything for that with on offensive line. Like, that's just, you can't. There's no way. For them to be here in week 20, and we're still just saying, like, there's no way they can win with this offensive line, right? Is really a testament to how well Joe Burrow has played. He, I think, far exceeded expectations in year two. All right, with the Niners, the amount of injuries that they had, the amount of innovation they had to have on offense, and then for a first-year defensive coordinator, DeMeco Ryans, who's coached for five seasons since he retired, to just walk in and be this good, generating pressure with four, playing zone coverage with seven, is ridiculous. I know teams are hiring out people. You know, I know we got Nate Hackett and Matt Eberflus in Chicago, whatever. If I were an owner right now, I would be DeMeco Ryans' phone an hour after he lost this playoff game, trying to get him into the building and make that hire. To me, right now, he's the best one on the market.
Last thing, Ben, if you're the Browns and you're sitting in a division where Lamar Jackson's coming back, and you know Cincinnati. And you just said it. They're sitting where they are right now without much of an offensive line and incredible skill position. They're going to draft linemen. They're going to sign linemen. Their line's going to be much better, much different next year. How confident are you that you can jump right back into this next season?
I say next season might be tricky, right? Because I think you're in a position financially and developmentally where you want to give Baker another season. Next year, I think it's going to be tough. I think you're going to be the third best quarterback in the division. And that's even if Baker like fully recovers and is back to the peak we've seen from him. He's not as good as Baker's been right now. He's not as good as Lamar. That's okay. I believe with a lot of confidence that this Browns foundation, right, these cornerstones, the roots here are really good. Right, Greg Newsom this year was sick, man. I mean, when he was playing, he was tremendous. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah was a hit. When he and Anthony Walker were on the field together, that defense was humming in the second level. He did a good job with Greedy Williams, you know what I mean? I like Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's getting older. He's figuring it out. Like, we got Dimitri Felt in. Like, this offensive line is really good. It's all locked down inside all those contracts. Like, the bones here are thick. But even if you're not fully competitive next year, because Baker's not there yet, I think you're going to be in a position, kind of like the Broncos are this year, where you can look to the wide array of NFL teams and say, do you have a quarterback who's good, but you can't win right now? Send him. We have everything else. 2022 might not be it. I really, really like the way this team has been built. It's just a matter of, like I said, that first big question. Do you have a quarterback, yes or no? Then trying to figure that out over the next offseason.
Ben, thank you very much for your time. You can follow him on Twitter, at Benjamin Solak, S-O-L-A-K. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.